Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keyes, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeyes@Hotmail.com. Wow, you guys, I just want to say Happy New Year again, and thank you so much for your support. Close to 500,000 downloads. Could not have done that without you. Really hope you've enjoyed the shows, learned some new information, and shared with friends and family. Well, I have been blessed already in the new year. Last night, I talked to a really hot guy, and tonight I'm speaking with another hot guy. How lucky am I? But seriously, I am speaking with a hot guy, but he's also very talented. He has brains.
Thank you.
Go with, you know, the beauty. His name is Charlie Barnett.
Thank you.
You've seen him on Chicago
Fire. Thank you for having
You're welcome. Oh, thank you for calling in, Charlie.
No, as well. And congrats on your new year. Congrats on all the downloads. It's incredible. It really is.
Yeah, just a blessing, just a blessing. But let me tell him about
really
you. Is. You are on Chicago Fire, which is a really hot, on fire show right now. You play Peter Mills. You recently engaged in some intimate activities on
did
the
I
show.
Did I know? Yeah.
Yes, you did. I had to like get a glass of water afterwards, you know.
Nice. I guess I did my job. Dang, thank you. Appreciate it.
So let's just start from the beginning, you know. How did you get into acting? Why are you not a lawyer? Why are you not a fireman? You know, why are you not
if I was anything else, I would probably be like a marine biologist or something to do with the ocean. I'm a Florida boy. I was born in Florida. And my dad is a sailor, honestly.
Okay.
My sister was an incredible sailor. She was, like, the champion of, like, our age group or our league as well in Opties. And I was terrible. I was just horrible. So I remember specifically one day my rudder got stuck on a buoy, and I literally hopped out of the boat and swam to shore. I never looked back. I, like, walked home or something, my parents told me. So my mom had to find something else for me to do.
Oh, my God.
And theater was really the other option, and where I grew up in Sarasota, it's like there's a lot of theater camps. It's a huge, like, arts community, so I kind of just fell into it, and I fell in love with it, and, you know, now it's much more than just it was a hobby or, you know, something that I had to do on the weekends for my parents, but more, I mean, I'm just interested on, like, a human level. I like understanding people. I like understanding people's stories, and that's the easiest way to do it.
So now you were pretty bold because you went and, I guess, auditioned for Juilliard. Were you not nervous or scared? I mean, that is like the top, the creme de la creme of acting schools in the globe. So how was that audition and how long did it take to hear from them?
It still scares me thinking about it, honestly. I'll never want to go through that again. Please. Literally, a lot of people from the school, they always say when we graduate, you know, the hardest part of your career, if you've been through Juilliard or, you know, a lot of programs that are just intensives like that, anything that's just like this liberal arts, you know what I mean? You're focusing on one thing that it's crazy. But it usually ends up being the hardest thing you have to do because, you know, you're molding yourself from being, well, at least for me, I was coming out of high school as a teenager. So it was just like, I had to be folded and molded and broken and built back up.
And back up again. They will try to break you in theater school. Trust me.
Oh,
Totally worth it, though.
Totally worth it. I got to say. I would suggest it to anybody, but, you know, it's a hard battle. The audition process,
so
though,
now,
it was, you know, yeah.
No, go ahead. So,
go on, sorry.
You graduated from Juilliard. Do you think that really helped you? Because you've landed a really nice role on Chicago Fire. Did your agent help you get that? Did you get that on your own? You saw something? Somebody called you? How did your path get to Chicago Fire?
Shoot, I would chop it up to everybody in my life, from down to, like, my mother and my father. You know what I mean? Like, My it's to me, it feels like it's still just like fate. It's just like this amazing blessing that I've received, or I got a perfect thing that I really felt like I fit. I mean, Peter Mills is in a lot of ways similar to who I am. I believe a lot in what he believes in. We're very different people, albeit, but you know, it's it was something that I knew I could do, and I could do really well. So I was just happy to have it at this point in my life. Who knows what's going to come from this, or you know, where I'll end up? But I don't know. It's everything, and it's everyone. My agents are incredible, and they found it for me.
You're working with the powerhouse, Eamon Walker. Oh my God! For people in the U.S. don't know Eamon Walker, he is like you might be drooling off the dumbbells.
Oh God! If you don't know Eamon Walker, you need to step out the house, homie.
Right?
He is a being. I don't even know what to place him at.
He's
I mean, from Oz, I started watching Oz, you know, late at night when my parents wouldn't let me watch HBO, and I was like, holy shit, what the hell am I watching? I'm sorry. But, you know, like, he was unbelievable. And then all his movies, like back with Bruce Willis and stuff, it's just like, he's incredible. Incredible.
Oh, he does Shakespeare. He does the whole nine. I mean, Let me just put a shout out to Eamon Walker. You need to look him up because if you don't know who he is, you need to find out. Now, hot scene. You need to know. If you don't know, you better ask somebody.
I heard a rumor that he was actually going to be the first 007 that was black as well, which is a dream of mine. So I hope to follow in his suit, if not make it.
Yeah, definitely. That would be great. But let's talk back about you and what you're doing on the show. You're kissing Monica Raymond, hottie.
Mm-hmm.
She's a hottie too, you know? Okay, you shouldn't have gone there, Charlie. You shouldn't have made that little subtext. I heard that. was it painful for you to kiss her? Did you enjoy kissing her? I mean, let's talk to the regular folks. How hard is your job, Charlie, really?
Monica and I, gotta say, Monica is a really, really, really good friend. She's like it's at this point in our relationship, I've known her through, she went to college with me. She was 2 years ahead of me at Juilliard. So we've known each other through school. I knew her from like a distance when I was a 13-year-old. She grew up in the town like 40 minutes away from me. And she did a lot of musical theater. I did some musical theater, so I saw her in some competition stuff.
Right.
I've loved that girl for a long time, but now she's married. Her husband's a great friend of mine. You know, it's like she's a sister even. So at times it was a little awkward kissing her. But you close your eyes. I mean, you fall into Monica, and you fall in. I mean, she's beautiful, and she's... She's a great kisser.
All right, we'll stop you there.
I have to respect the love that they share together. So, you know, that's where I'll end it.
Yes. Well, now, you're not only going to cause controversy with a real husband, but you might cause controversy on the show with the person she supposedly likes, which is Jesse Spencer's character, Casey. So you're going to have controversy inside the job and outside the job.
Okay, me and Jesse, we feel it under, you know, every time there's a moment when she's looking at him or I'm looking at her and we catch each other, we play with it. It's fun. It is really fun.
Yeah,
We shall see what comes. We both are kind of left in the dark because she's like, she's playing the field now.
Women have the power nowadays. Yeah,
they do indeed.
Women don't have to be shy.
I think they've had it for a lot longer than just a few years ago. I mean, women control.
We don't have it. We make you think.
Oh no,
control.
I bow down. I bow down. You can control. You can control, please. I'll take me along with you. I'll just follow.
Whoa,
women have been good in my life, so I'm happy with that.
You know, you're talking to I'm a little older than you, so don't give me any offers. You know, I read that somewhere you're single, so. You know, I don't want to get sucked into anything, you know. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you do outside. In your bio, you're talking about volunteering. And did you do that as a child? Did your family institute, have to go volunteer, you know, with the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts? Or where did that idea that volunteering is important?
It was actually kind of something I initiated on my own. Weird story of connection. I saw Edward Scissorhands when I was really little, and I felt really terrible about it. That someone
okay.
that was born in this situation, really, someone was born in this situation that they couldn't do anything about it, but yet they got treated, you know, terribly, and they never got the help and help that the way that they needed. So I don't know. It sparked something in me, and I started really wanting to volunteer and just help out people who are in difficult situations who aren't getting the help that they really need. So I started the program back home in Sarasota called Kaleidoscope, which mm-hmm. is for a lot of adults with, it's a mixture too. It's definitely not one or any specific disease or disorder, but elderly people who are going through that kind of struggle, and they have a theater camp for them. And from there, I went into college. I started working with this program called A-Step that's based out of Juilliard, really. A friend of ours, Mauricio Salgado, created a program in Florida and India and in South Africa where...
Wow, international.
Youth. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's an incredible, incredible... It's growing every day, too. It's an unbelievable. And there's a lot of people that are involved now. I mean, please look it up. Holler out for A-Step, A-Step.com.
Well, how can people learn about your Kaleidoscope? Is there a phone number? Is there a website? Is there an email?
I haven't been involved with them for so long. It's really been when I was elementary school and into like high school.
Oh, okay.
I'm
okay.
sure they're still
okay.
going. I'm sure they're still active. I know they probably still have the same name, and they're based out of Sarasota, Florida, but please look it up. Look it up if you can. I know if I find it, I'll look it up after this and send you something, if not.
Yeah, well, I think it's important
them, yeah.
for the youth, yeah, for the youth
yeah.
to give back, but also as you get older, we
just
always
for your
forget
soul,
how
man,
much
yeah.
we have. Right, for your soul,
yeah.
because we have so much. We
it shouldn't, you know,
I mean,
if anything,
that,
you
yeah.
shouldn't be doing it for anything but just to be like, look, I owe this to, you know, the people or the things and everything around
to
me.
To the community, I mean, to your community,
yeah.
to the universe. I mean, if you're, I always tell people on the show, and I always institute, people complain about the youth in our mm-hmm. country. They're doing this and they're doing that. I mean, that's been out for ages. People always, every generation. But I always say, when was the last time you mentored a young person? When was the
yeah.
last time you gave back to something in your community? If you are not proactively making a change, I don't want to hear about your complaints. You know, that's
yeah,
just my
exactly.
feeling about it, you know?
Yeah.
But I think we have a caller here. Let's see if we can bring them in. You're calling from 978 area code. You have a question? Hi, good evening. Do you have a question? Okay, maybe they just want to listen. I think they got scared. But let me ask you a couple little fun
We're
questions
We're talking about
here.
Some intense stuff. Sorry, y'all. We brought it down.
Yeah.
We brought it, you know.
No, let's talk about some silly stuff here. Okay, I'm just going to run off
okay,
some questions
right.
and you answer. Okay, what's your favorite color?
What's my favorite color? Green,
yeah.
for sure.
What character would you be for Halloween? What would your costume be?
Oh, that's hard. I can't lay that off the head. Oh, oof. Jeez.
All right.
Maybe
we'll
I'll be Cat Williams.
Cat Williams.
Cat Williams. Cat Williams. Yeah,
it was
hilarious.
You know what? We don't even have time to go there. I can't even go there with you. All right. you drink soda or you drink juice? Soda or juice?
Water.
Water.
Glass of water
all right.
is all I ever need. Yeah.
You like to run or walk?
Walk.
Walk? Okay, you take the bike
more
or the car?
Than that. I should be running, but I'm walking.
You do bike or the car?
Bike. Oof, yeah.
Bike? You like
Ooh, you know what? No, I got to switch that because I love cars. Let me say car. I love cars.
Yeah, I've read something about
yeah.
the cars. So, like, what type of car
yeah,
do you like?
Yeah, you know, that's what I was saying. I ride my bike out here more, but I you know, I love cars, so I got about it on.
What's the best car that, I mean, like, if you had as much money, like, no money was an issue, what car would you buy?
Oh, God. Oh, man.
I'm putting you on the spot.
I know, yeah, that's harsh.
What about the top three? What about the top three?
I would say, I'm going to say my car because I just got to drive it like a few days ago because I was home. It's
mm-hmm.
a Mustang 71 Mach-Back, and it's
What color is it?
And then my dad, it's red. It has the 71, actually it has like 72 paint on the sides because it has the stripes, but it's red and black. So it's got like a black
okay.
hood, a little red on the sides, you know. But it's the
mm-hmm.
car from 007, shoot, which one is it? One of the 70s ones, you know, one of
wow.
the F ones.
Well, what were you saying about your dad?
I don't
dad
know. There's too many. There's too many to say.
Too many to
say. Yeah,
my,
okay. Too many. Too many. It's just. Oof.
Let's move on to women. You like short women or tall women?
Tall. Well, not taller than
tall?
Me. Tall.
Tall. Yeah. Wait. Well, how tall are you?
I'm 6'2", 6'1".
Okay, that's doable. I can work with that. But anyway,
yeah,
but
I haven't measured
tonight,
myself
but,
in a while.
So now they're putting
out like
these little
I feel like maybe the fire gear is weighing me down a little bit. I might be 6'1 now. That's all I'm saying.
You might be 6'1 now. Get out of here.
I'm kidding.
How heavy is that gear? How heavy is the costume? Is it really like about 50, 40 pounds or something like that?
Everything added up, it is, yeah. And Dick, which I love, he set this thing in the beginning of this that we all have to use the real. He'd like us to use the real gear because it just looks different. You know what I mean? You're carrying a real axe up a ladder. It's going to feel different than a rubber one. It's going to look different. So, like, we use everything that's real. When you get, you know, your axe and you got. Usually I'm carrying, like, an axe and a pike and, like, everything ridiculous because I'm the candidate. And climbing up a ladder. And the oxygen tank is probably 30, 40 pounds. And the suit is maybe 15, maybe 20, with the boots included. And the helmet's like 10, 12 pounds or something like that.
Mm-hmm,
so it's,
mm-hmm.
It gets up there. It's almost about 50. But
yeah.
It's a
Did
good
go
workout.
Go
I got
to
say, it's the best thing to go into work and be like, I'm going to work out today because I'm climbing and I'm running and I'm wearing all this junk.
Now it looks like on this calendar shot, they have this like these flames in the background, and you on this calendar, you know, kind of half, you know, we see half your chest. We don't see the, you know, the six pack. Why are you hiring? We want to see the six pack.
Why am I hiring? Look, apparently, you know, I'm supposed to be, Peter Mills was supposed to be, you know, very innocent in the beginning. And
I guess,
you know, now I'm you're getting to see a little bit of the wolf blood, as they call it. But I'm sure you'll get a peek, I'm sure, at some point. I need to work on those six packs, you know, initially. But, yeah, they're looking good.
They're going to get there? All right. Can you cook? Your character, Peter Mills, is like the cook, the chef. He's always like dabbing people like they don't know how to do anything. Can you cook, Charlie Burnett?
Oh, I love to cook. Yeah. My parents had a
What's
rule in our
dish?
House when we were growing up. What's my best dish? Oof.
Yeah.
I want to say some kind of like burger or like sandwiches, anything like grilled, steak.
Yeah.
I like to marinate. I'm good with that kind of stuff. But I'm like I like to make a full plate. I don't like making just like one thing. I'll make you like the salad. We'll do the little steak. We'll do some potatoes.
Yeah.
You know, get a full meal.
All right. It only takes about like 2 hours to get to Chicago.
I'll be there
on Friday at like 8:00. How's that? You got enough time to get groceries?
It'll be ready. What do you like? What kind are we going? Italian? We're going Thai?
Well,
what are we doing?
No, I like burgers. I like turkey burgers. We got some red onion, maybe some provolone cheese. Whole grain bun.
Mm-hmm.
What you American?
Too. Nice.
Yeah.
That's American fresh, very California-esque.
California-esque. Well, okay, what about salmon? I like salmon.
I love salmon,
Some wheat pasta.
Yeah, I can do more with that.
Yeah, okay. All right, and mixed greens. I like a lot of different types of greens, not like just romaine. Mm-hmm. Don't be boring.
Oh, no, yeah. Greens,
right,
greens. People
Friday.
Have not discovered the world of greens. It's beyond your belief, yeah. And, you know, it's different by different tastes in every bite. I preach about it. You got to know your salads, yo. They're good.
I see. What? All right. I see a cooking show in Charlie Barnett's future.
Oh, man,
this has been a lot of fun. Let me tell people that they can follow you on Twitter at underscore symbol Charlie Barnett.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Underscore Charlie Barnett. I'll repeat it because I know I'm interrupting. But I gotta say I'm really terrible at tweeting. So if there's any help out there to get me more active, you know, it's just like I don't know what to say all the time, and then I second guess it, and then and then 2 minutes go by, and I'm like, all right, now I'm not going to tweet anything. I'm just going to put it down. All right.
Yeah.
So,
well, you can tweet him, and you can also go to Chicago Fire's Facebook page. Also, check out the next episode coming on tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Let me see if I can get this one caller in, somebody calling from 718. You got about 30 seconds. You have a question?
Oh, no.
Hi, how are you? Charlie, it's so nice to talk to you. I'm so sorry my voice is cracking. I have the flu.
No worries.
Oh, my God. I love your character on Chicago Fire. You are amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Okay.
Yeah, New York.
New York for tuning in.
All right, we gotta let Charlie go.
Go ahead. You have a question?
You have a question? Go for it.
Let me see. I think she You got a minute, Charlie? Let me see, get her back on.
See if you have put her back
on. You have a question, honey? Go ahead.
I do. Hey Charlie. I just wanted to know, how would you consider yourself, are you like Peter Mills, and how are you dissimilar from Peter Mills?
Ooh, I'm very like Peter Mills in the sense that I feel like I want to walk a moral path of, like, for me it's karma, for Peter Mills it's following this, like, this honor towards his family and his father. And we're very similar in that sense. We have our beliefs and we stick to it. But in differences, I'm maybe not as stubborn as Peter Mills. I'm a lot more laid back. but everything, I love to cook. He loves to cook. He's a little playful at times, and I'm a little playful at times, you know. It's really just, it's like the small things that we don't match on, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for New York for calling in. Thank you, everybody, in the chat room.
Thank you.
Thanks for everybody
nice
for listening again. Oh, thank you for coming on. And 8 o'clock Friday, honey, don't forget. Don't stand me up.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to stand me up.
You have a great evening, and we watch
you
tomorrow night on 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central.
I hope you enjoy.
Check out Chicago Fire, NBC.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, honey. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I just got off the phone with Charlie Barnett from Chicago Fire, hot, sizzling young actor on NBC. You want to check him out tomorrow night, Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on NBC. You can follow him on Twitter @_CharlieBarnett. Also, check out Chicago Fire's Facebook page. You can leave him some notes there. He says he doesn't really tweet, so why don't you tweet at him, give him a reason to tweet, and maybe he'll start. You can follow me on Twitter @JoyKeys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. I do a lot of giveaways, books, CDs, gift cards. I'll be giving away some tickets to a show at the Painted Bride this Saturday. So you want to follow me @JoyKeys and become a fan on Facebook to win that if you're in Philadelphia. Give away DVDs and movie tickets and all kinds of stuff. So become a fan, follow on Twitter so that you can win and have a great new year. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. And if any of your friends missed it, just share the link with them and they can listen to the archive. Have a wonderful evening.